Dear friends, I greet you in Jesus' wonderful name at this hour of the day. And I want to read to us Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 40. Just one verse, and it say, "For on my holy mountain, the high mountain of Israel, declares the sovereign Lord, there in the land all the people of Israel will serve me, and there I will accept them. There I will require your offerings and your choice gifts," or like some translations say, "your first fruits, along with all your holy sacrifices." Just that one verse. May God bless the reading of His Word in our hearts. I want to talk in this time that we have together in my devotion that the theme, if I can call it a theme, give God the first fruits of your time. The first fruits. Because it say there that this is what I'm going to require of you. That is what you have to contribute to me. The choices of your first fruits, of your sacrifices. Now, here in the Old Testament, the first part of the harvest was to be offered to God in gratitude. If you can remember Cain and Abel, they have to sacrifice, to offer as a token of gratitude to God. So when God say, "I require the first fruits and the choicest of your contribution," it means instead of fitting him into your agenda or in my agenda, we must put him first. We must put him at the top. And I want you to notice here, he wants our first fruits, not our leftovers. Wow. And it means it is the choicest of what we've got. You know, one Bible teacher put it like this. He say, "I've trained myself to start each day by giving God the first fruits of my time. I've realized that I'm not going to get through the day peacefully if I don't. So each morning I get coffee, and usually while still in my pajamas, I spend as much time with God as I need to in order to feel I can behave properly and walk in the fruit of the Spirit through the day." Wow. People, it is something to think about. To give him my best, to give him my all, not the leftovers, not the shillings that the petty cash that I received after I spent the bulk of my money. No. Because God needs the best part of my day. He needs the best part of my heart. To give God the first moment of the morning, the best part of the morning. My priorities, I have to straight it out if I want to have His presence for the rest of the day. You see, sometimes we take this gift of time, because I believe that time is a gift, to use this time with God and really to spend quality time with God and meditate upon His words and set my heart chasing after Him. You know, the psalmist say, "I trust in," you say, let me just repeat it, "I trusted in, relied on, and was confident in You, O Lord. I said, You are my God, my times are in Your hands." And that is found in Psalm 31, verse 14 to 15. And I love the piece where he say, "My times are in Your hands." Can we say that? If I think of that phrase, my times are in your hands. We are on our way, and the Christ Fest is here. That's the time of the season, and the reason for the season is Christ. Is Christ. My time, Lord. And he make it the plural. He say, my times. Each day will I bring, and I will bring my times of joy, my times of testings and of challenges and of temptations. If that times come, then I can know, Lord, I won't start praying. I already in a habit of praying. Lord, each hour of this day, I am depending upon you. Yes, let my words, my attitudes, my decisions and my actions, let it bring glory and joy to you. Why is it that we neglect to give God the first fruits of everything that we've got? Why are we so reluctant to give our best to him? We want to give something to the mission? Well, many people's attitude are like this. Let's give the mission or to missions all our dirty, broken, and torn out clothes. Let's give them all our broken lawn mowers. And we buy the best for us and we give to God the scrap. Sorry if I offend you to say scrap, because that is what many of these things are. I saw people who bring things for God and for God's kingdom that is really scrap. It is torn out. It is abused and misused. You can do actually nothing with it by just taking it to the scrapyard and sell it for scrap metal. I saw people bringing shoes so terribly worn out, you can do nothing with it. I saw people bring clothes to the missions for God, where they so torn up and they took all the buttons off, and then they give the rest to missions. Why are we doing that? Why don't we give God the best? And it is not that we don't have hearts of gratitude. We do. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this torn out and worn out clothes and shoes and whatever people bring. We don't know who's going to use it. We try to fix it. We don't even have so much time. We don't have even the means to fix it. People want to get rid of their stuff in their closets or in their garage. I want you to think about it. Maybe you have a guilty conscience here. Because you don't give to God the best. We make sure that he get the leftovers. There's something wrong with our hearts. I want you to think about this. When God left heaven, he left the best to give us the best. He became poor so that we can become rich in him. Don't get me wrong, to get rich in him spiritually, so that we can inherit the best one day when we die in Christ. So as we continue in life, let this be our motive of our heart. What does God deserve from me? Doesn't he deserve the best? Why do we come and deprave him from the best? I saw not so long ago, I stand at the Hindu temple, and I saw many worshippers there, how they worship and all their practices, what they do. And I stand amazed to see how dedicated, how committed they give the best. What about us who claim to be children of the living God? Are we giving our best? Or is it a matter of, I don't care. As long as I can get rid of this, I get rid of this. May God help us. May God help us to train ourselves, to train our senses, to train our hearts, that God will always be first in the line to receive my first fruits, the choicest of my first fruits. When I want to contribute lavishly, why? Because I want to be a blessing to someone else in the kingdom of God. May God help us. May God bless us. And may God forgive us where we rob Him of the choicest of our first fruits. In Jesus' name, amen.